Okay, this is March 17th. Well, you know, 3050 or something. And with St. Patrick's Day, they remember that. Is the 11th anniversary of Dr. Beter dropping the ball and handing the baton on to us. So it's bound to be an interesting day. So I woke up. It was all cloudy. But it was good enough to walk in. I went out there. And the minute I stepped on the sidewalk, this wind started blowing. Well, maybe we'll bring iron for this part. The wind started blowing iron. It's incredible. And I was the only one around. The winds and waves started. So I get down there, and the waves, we got to mute iron for a minute. The waves were huge. It was huge, and there was nobody around. It was Bob walking along. Everything had been closed down. I just heard that they closed down Toronto, even Toronto, Ontario. So what did I say happened, Carol? Forget what my point was. Anyways, it was quite exciting. But I remember I was smart. I took my umbrella, the new one, the psychedelic one or something, rainbow one that Carolyn has. Took me a while to find it. She had to show me where it was. I don't notice any new things added to the house or garage, but I found it. And then about three quarters on the way back, it started to pour, and people were running, and the wind was getting worse, and people had surfboards and were falling on the ground, and I was laughing. The wonderful Bob, not the Dark Soul Bob, was laughing. The Dark Soul wouldn't laugh. He would kick them, something else. But anyways, I was enjoying. Oh, let's see how Ion's doing. How you doing, Ion? Are you still with us? Still respectfully in the audience? Okay.
Yes, we're audience. We're attentive.
What did he say? He's on jiggers? Speak louder.
Attentive.
Thank you. So then I started getting in this kind of environment. I get great thoughts, great new patterns. A completion plateau or leaping off the plateau. So here's something that's never been heard before. On the McLuhan Forum, people are arguing about humans are robots. When did the robots take over? Are we robots? Bob, you're a robot. And on they go. And I say, well, McLuhan was way ahead of the science fiction people who celebrated robots all through the 20th century or worried about them. And he said, well, bullshit, there was stuff way back in the 18th century about robots. It was part of the public imagination. Yes, but, sir, you don't know that McLuhan said that humans became robots 500 years ago with the printing press. All right? So you get up to the Industrial Age, and that evokes fantasies of Frankenstein and crazy robots, but it's all extension of the chemical body. What nobody noticed was that the social mortar vibration, frequency, proximity, duality, polarity was going to be extended. We call it ESP. The telegraph came in. Everybody started talking to ghosts, trying to visualize this complex clairvoyant. So what happened? As the 19th century surfaced and moved into the 20th century, ESP became robotized. No longer the chemical body. That became the stuff of entertainment. What'd you say?
ESP. ESPN.
That's later. See, I'm talking about the analog electric phase. This explains a lot of things. It could explain our collective quadrophenia. The millennials need to know this point, this pattern. Are you getting it, Carol? The ESP... mute, Ion. The ESP, whatever that is between people, you can call it the non-physical, it got robotized over the last 130, 40 years. So that was the analog electric phase. Now we came into the digital electric phase. What happened to ESP then? Can you guess, Carol? What happened to ESP if it was no longer robotized? The robotizing analog effect was there for the slow people in the slow lane, but on the leading edge, what happens after? What happens to ESP after the robotized phase?
Well, the social media got more intense and tiny.
Now, that's a good point. Very close. So the 1976, Sir Richard Dawkins coined the phrase meme. That means the robotized ESP in the electric vortex had a name, so it was obsolete, right? You name it, it's not the present. The present is unnameable. So, yes, in the digital phase, phase of the electric robotized ESP, it became fragmented, or nano communities of ESP started. You get this?
Mm-hmm.
So you said that. Director Kirchhoff wrote in the mid-90s that the digital era was connected intelligence. No, it became disconnected intelligence, but there were several levels of ESP. If you look at my chart, you got the LaRouche chemical body level of ESP, then you have McLuhan's electric media ESP, then Thomson's angelic ESP, and then Croker's Android meme or pentatic ESP, and then you get to today, a weird kind of ESP that speaks and is actually not interested in EDSP, namely IONDOM, right? Doesn't matter if it's robotized or nano-communityized. A new level of the mystery landscape becoming figure. So if you actually go to this great statement by McLuhan in 1970, he wrote a letter to Playboy. He'd write his best insights to Playboy magazine. He said, this is in March 1970, page 18 of Playboy magazine in the letter section. He says, T.S. Eliot's famous account of the auditory imagination, that's in quotes, the auditory imagination, he did that like in the 20s or so, has become an ordinary form of awareness. So the auditory imagination, the death of visual space is what we call the 60s. But, McLuhan said, Finnegan's Wake, as a comprehensive study of the psychic and social dynamics of all media, remains to be brought into the waking life of our world. So Finnegan's Wake was not understood, not perceived, not talked about. But T.S. Eliot and maybe Pound and those easier poets, they were tuning into the robotization of ESP. Okay, so what we would do today, if I wrote to what magazine could I write to, Carolyn? The New Yorker, okay? So I write to the New Yorker, that's still around, and I would say, Harold Innes's famous account of the media ecology has become an ordinary form of awareness. But Marshall McLuhan, as a comprehensive study of the psychic and social dynamics of all media, remains to be brought into the waking life of our world. I would have written that, say, 20 years ago. But today, McLuhan is part of the waking life of the world. And so I add this point. This is all being posted on the McLuhan Facebook page. I say, people have been slowly appreciating McLuhan's unfamiliar notions as pointing to the ground of his time. Of his time, not the ground of our time. Okay? That means it's post-ESP and all the levels we're talking about. Now, I'll just show you how, to summarize what I just said, what I did post in the McLuhan scene. I said, McLuhan, this guy goes on, McLuhan was way behind on the idea of the robot. So I say something that they don't know. McLuhan wrote that the robot phenomenon began with the printing press. He was explaining how the imaginary for the physical body had changed 500 years ago. McLuhan's special breakthrough was in the realm of ESP or complex clairvoyance. He saw that ESP was robotized in the analog electric age. Science fiction didn't see that. They're too busy fantasizing about cyborgs. That's chemical body extensions. So this point that McLuhan saw was robotized was changing at the end of McLuhan's life into the digital, and at that time was popularized the idea of the meme. Then I say, I saw that ESP was fragmented in the digital electric age. McLuhan may have foresaw that too. Not only did people not understand McLuhan in 1970, because somebody was saying, what do you mean people understood McLuhan in the 70s and blah, blah, blah. And I said, not only did not understand McLuhan in 1970, an example was the art critic Harold Rosenberg, they didn't even read him. McLuhan commented on that fact many times in the 70s. Meanwhile, I was there over 50 years ago in the coach house in the late 60s and 70s. By 1972, I was such a fixture that people often thought that I worked there. But I didn't. I studied the audience's response to McLuhan. But I have a little qualifier after audiences. I studied the audiences, in brackets, the ones who dared to come to the coach house. I studied their response to McLuhan. I interviewed everybody. The hangers-on, the groupies, the geniuses, put that in quote, the dull, the stoned. I wasn't bugged by the sycophants. Cameron McCune, probably the best scholar today of McLuhan, but back then he showed up in 1970, and Cameron McCune was not impressed with the people hanging around McLuhan. He found it quite disturbing. Maybe he even thought it was a cult. So he left. and he regrets that today. I didn't. I began as an oral archivist with my strong memory. I know that people didn't read McLuhan, and they certainly didn't know about the books that came out from 1969 on. And then I go into the important McLuhan quote about T.S. Eliot. So, this is all by means of explaining where we are today. You know, people, they know about cyborgs. They're kind of indifferent to it, but they think they're becoming that, and it's not useful, that sort of paralysis that people get into, unless they know there's four bodies. You got to break it down. You got to divide it up. So now that they can understand that they're engaged in an ESP world, and that it got robotized and then fragmented, and then if they stick around, then they find out why ESP is talking to us, or not even ESP, something greater than ESP, and that's ION. So this has never been said to humans before, and it's an appropriate time to say it on the 11th anniversary of IONDOM. So I now turn the microphone over to Carolyn to see if she has any wisdom to add to this. No, not you, Ion. Carolyn, go ahead, Carolyn.
No wisdom to add, Bob. You have plumbed the depths and reached the heights with that interpretation and dissertation.
Yeah, now Carolyn's not sucking up to me. Carolyn's not sucking up to me, and this is what's great about Carolyn. She understands what I said. She wouldn't think it, but she has enough of the background to recognize the aptness of what I've say. So she sincerely says, yeah, there's nothing to add to what Bob said. As my father used to say, Bob has a great knack in killing conversation. So that's what we have right here. But Ion sneaks around and through it, and you can't kill his conversation. So let's check in to see how he's doing on the 11th anniversary.